Hey, I love doing these minisodes, and in this one, I'm just diving straight in, and it's a juicy hot tip that's going to actually help you attract more of the right people to your enrollment conversations or your DMs if you're selling by chat as well. So yeah, listen in carefully. It's fast, but it's so, so good.
Hey, welcome to the Confident Coach Academy podcast. I'm your host, Kushla Chadwick. And if you have an audacious dream to really be of service in the world, build a profitable coaching business online, and have an awesome life offline, then my love, you are in the right place. Together, we're going to talk strategy, mindset, manifestation, thought work, energy work, all the things. So let's dive in.
Hey, so in this mini-sode, I want to dial in and talk about the enrollment conversations with you, and specifically how you can get more of the right people on your enrollment calls with you. So ironically, one of the things that I am an advocate of is pushing away people from working with you. And what I mean by that, I don't mean just pushing people away just for the sake of it, the fun of it. Like, that's obviously ridiculous. What I mean is pushing away the wrong people, repelling the wrong people. And it's almost what you'd call anti-selling. And I'm not talking about, I mean, you will do this very occasionally on your calls, but this is predominantly something that happens in your marketing. So the content that you create, that you put out there, whether it's on, like, you know, social media, or YouTube, or on a podcast, or whatever, like being explicitly clear about a few specific things, which I'll go over now and tell you, so that the wrong people are literally repelled from working with you. And that doesn't mean that they find you awful or whatever. It just means, like, they're very clear that you're not the right person to help them get the result that they want. Maybe they don't even really want the result, right? But your marketing's going to repel the wrong people. And then what happens, because nature pulls like a vacuum, like empty space, right? There's going to be people who, because you've repelled the wrong people, the right people are going to be able to find you. They're going to be able to come into your space and say yes to working with you. And these are going to be people who are going to stay around, probably and coach with you for years to come, because they just are so the right people to work with you. So anyway, let me just share with you, like, how are you going to repel your clients? And I call this the push, right? So the push is, like, you know, basically, like I said, pushing them away, repelling them. And all you're going to do is you're going to share the people, you're going to tell them, like, that they shouldn't work with you, basically, right? It's really simple to do. You're going to share, like, who your program is not for, right? You're going to share who shouldn't join, and you're going to share, like, who you don't actually want to work with. So I'll give you an example. So I might say, like, who this is not for. Like, if I'm talking to my audience, I might say something along the lines of, this is not for you if you're already at seven figures, right? Because specifically what I teach is for women who are, like, either starting out new, or they want to, or maybe, like, they want to get to that six figures, or they want to go to multi six figures, right? I don't go into all this stuff that creates seven figures. So I would say that's not for you. Or I might say, you know, if you've got, like, a physical business, so you might be a service provider, but you do something offline, like massaging or chiropractor or whatever, and you don't want to take your business online, then this is not for you, right? So I'm saying who it's not for, right? And you obviously can apply it to whoever your audience is. And then I'm going to share who shouldn't join. So maybe they're the right person, I can help them, but they shouldn't join. So for instance, I might say, like, you know, if you're someone who like feels like you're ready for the result, but you're hoping, maybe you're secretly hoping that you don't have to do much work, and you're kind of wanting to take the lazy route there, then this is not for you. You shouldn't join, because even though the strategies I teach are simple, you've still got to work. And even though the strategies I teach help you to, like, run a six-figure coaching business in, like, you know, 10 to 15 hours or less a week, those 10 to 15 hours, you've got to be there very intentionally, very focused, and get in and do the work. So if you're somehow hoping to get away with, like, not really working, then you shouldn't join. Yeah. So that might be something that I would share. Another thing could be, like, another example is if I was to say like who I don't want to work with. So I might say, you know, the type of women that I love working with are women who are very heart-centered, they're very giving, they're very compassionate, loving human beings. And who I don't love working with, obviously, are people who they're in it for the money, which is great, it's fantastic, but they're only in it for the money. Like they don't have like this kind of very heart-centered service kind of minded approach. You know, my clients naturally, whether it's in business or in life, are very, very service oriented. They love loving on other people. They love helping other people. And that's who I'm passionate to serve, you know, I just don't like working with people who are only in it for the money. I remember one time speaking with this woman. She was a potential client. We're on an enrollment conversation and she shared when she was talking about money, she had such an attitude of like, oh, I can't even I can't even like gather together the words, but it was just like this attitude of entitlement around like, you know, the money and having the money and receiving the money, and this attitude of like really not having to do much, you know. So if that's, you know, I'm grateful that I very rarely attract, like I can count on one hand the number of times I've spoken to people who are like that, thank goodness, right? But, you know, those are the type of people I don't work with. So anyway, that last one was a bit more conversational, maybe as if I was doing a video or a podcast episode like I am. How meta. Anyway, so that's it. Like, I want you to think about this. Who is your work not for, your program? Like, who shouldn't join your program, you know? And who don't you want to work with? Say this out loud in your marketing. You don't have to like be rude about it and obnoxious, of course, you know, and share it like and give reasons for why, and your people will come to you. And the ones that aren't for you, they'll find their way somewhere else, hopefully to someone else who can help them in the way that they need to be helped, and by someone who loves helping them like that. You know what I mean? So anyway, don't be afraid to do the push. Push them away, and I promise you, you'll start attracting more of the right people when they jump on the calls or when they jump in, like, you know, the DMs to message you and all that kind of stuff. Be more explicit about who you're not for, and the ones who are right for you will find you. Anyway, hey, if you want help as well with your enrollment conversations, make sure you come on over and message me and just send the word sales, and I've got a really awesome resource for you that will help you to get more sales. All right, my friend, lots of love and sunshine. I'll catch you soon.